Addiction cannot be resisted or overcome without diligent effort on your part. The victory over it is never accidental or effortless. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I beat my body and make it my slave." And that's the way for you to have victory also. You must constantly resist if you would keep free from harmful addictions. For if you're not already addicted to some harmful substance or practice, there will be pressures to drive you toward it. And if you are already addicted, there will be pressures to keep you in it. The pressures are always there, so your resistance must be always there. Our society demands immediate relief from pain or discomfort, and so we have a pill to slow us down at night and another to get us going in the morning. We treat symptoms with medicines to relieve headaches, for instance, rather than seeking to relieve whatever causes the headache. It is so easy to lead on to artificial tranquilizers or stimulants. Are there any safeguards which will strengthen us against the need for artificial or improper satisfactions of the mind and body? Yes, there are. Consider these suggestions. First, keep on a healthy diet. Do not eat too much because of nervous tension or eat too little in an effort to stay trim. Do not satisfy your appetite by eating those fast foods, sometimes called junk food, as the main staple of your diet. A person whose bodily needs are met by a well-balanced supply of food will not feel as much pressure for artificial assistance as one whose body is deprived. So one mark of a person who abuses substance in addiction is the neglect of proper diet. God designed the body to need food. He designed the digestive system to receive and assimilate the nutrients in what we eat. And the proper care of the body is an act of reverence toward God. Abuse of the body never receives divine approval. A healthy diet will strengthen you against the desire for harmful substances or practices and will honor God. So, eat well if you would have resistance to addiction. Second, get sufficient exercise. God designed the body to do manual work. It's by the sweat of the face that man is to make his living. But our society has developed many methods of work which do not demand physical labor. Persons who work in those areas must take a special care to give their bodies the physical exercise that they need. A person who is breaking an addiction will find it helpful to engage in vigorous physical exertion. It will help take his mind off his desires for the forbidden, and it will help his body cast off the impurities which it carries. Honest hard work is a remedy for many of our ills. It was not assigned as a punishment for sin, but because of our need. Third, engage in productive labor. God praised the woman whose hands were busy at her work in Proverbs 31. He rewarded the man whose industry increased his resources by producing honest gain in Matthew 25. He called himself a fellow laborer with his ministers in 1 Corinthians 3. You see, he assigned work for our good and to accomplish his purposes. The person pressured by addiction will find hard work an aid in his deliverance. To sit idle is to give time to remember, to desire, and to seek what the addiction calls for. It is in our idle time that we're the most vulnerable. A new sense of self-worth comes when a person can see some task completed or a product finished by the work of his own hands. God knew our needs, and He commanded us to work for our own good as well as for His glory. Now, whether in physical or spiritual areas, a wise word of advice is in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed. Work with a thankful heart toward God. Fourth, practice clean living. Temptation comes to every person, but often times of temptation is related to a person or to a place. So stay away from those persons or places where you are influenced toward a wrong lifestyle. The Bible says, "Flee youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, charity, faith, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Someone has said, "You cannot soar with the eagles when you live among the turkeys, and neither can you remain clean in your lifestyle if you continue among those who live impurely." So do not cause your own fall by cultivating fallen companions. The Bible says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Associate with people who can strengthen you in the areas of your weakness. Fifth, engage in helpful service to others. Much addiction is influenced by too much attention to self. A person begins to take drugs, for instance, because he is lonely or depressed or not feeling well or wants to be accepted as a part of the group, but his attention is upon himself. If he would give thought to the welfare and needs of other people, many of his troubles would fade away. Many times I have not felt well and wished I could get away from people and rest, but duty called and I went instead to help some person in need. Well, I would come away from that ministry refreshed in my spirit. That person might say, you have helped me so much by your coming, but I could honestly say I've received more help than I have given. The statement is true. Try giving yourself away for the sake of others. It will bless them and it will greatly strengthen you. It is impossible to pour the perfume of joy on another without some of it spilling on you. Sixth, learn to relax when you feel tense. Now, tension is an enemy to peace of mind. Rather than turning to an addictive substance or practice when you're distressed, practice relaxation. The psalmist wrote, my heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Now, he meant that as he meditated, the fire grew hotter and hotter in his spirit. That is, his enthusiasm and commitment increased. And you will find that a time of quietness before God is often what you need to relieve the stresses of the day. When you're tense, talk it out with a trusted person. Take a walk to change your environment and associates. Take a hot bath and let your muscles relax. Practice breathing deeply and slowly. Have some fun at an exercise that will demand energy and concentration. Have a good cry to relieve your emotional pressures. Turn to a Christian friend for counsel. And most important of all, turn to God in prayer. You can find release without turning to an addictive substance or practice. Addiction cannot be resisted or overcome without diligent effort on your part. Victory over it is never accidental or effortless. It is a victory enjoyed after the war is over. The Apostle Paul wrote, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. And that's the way for you to have victory also. Father, we want to be free from any person or thing which would make us impure. We grieve for those who are suffering addictions today, and we pray that they will see the way to victory is through deliverance by your power. So grant them the will to seek freedom and to find it through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.